Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
Woo! That was nice.
I need to stop with the ooh.
I know. You need to stop with a few things.
I know. And it's just, well, okay.
Paige. She's the influencer police this week. Paige has so much to say about what everybody's saying too much of, don't you?
Okay.
Okay.
You got Paige, me there.
It's so funny, Paige. Now and again, I feel like once every 2 weeks, you'll make a TikTok about how influencers need to stop doing blank. No, one of them was actually just about couples who act like they're in line at Disneyland. And I was like, this was, you left my house and made this. Like,
wait, no, you were a part of the video. I took that shit at Universal. It was of you and McCullough like making out in line. Oh, are you talking about the baby voice?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, like, yeah. I'll just see. And don't get me wrong. I understand taking inspiration from your real life. You know what I mean? Okay. Okay. I do the okay.
I say okay a lot in my stories because I want to make sure my listener is following along.
No, I
like
it.
I was at the store, okay?
You pioneered the whole telling a story, adding in the okays, making sure the audience is following along and being engaged. You did that.
Thank you.
And then Tana cut on, and I was like, you know what? On tour, it really was plaguing the two of you. You guys were on stage, and you would throw in, okay? Every 5 seconds, I told Tana, I said, let's chill on the okays.
I just had to make sure they were following. No, I don't. I'm just a stimmer. Like, at the end of the day, if there's a stim, I'm a stimming.
You're stimming.
Me too.
And I can't stop. Like, that's even just with this ooh, like, I've been getting so much hate. And I'm like, I don't think you understand. Like, if I could leave the hate comment, if I could thumbs it up, I would. I want her to stop too.
Yeah, you just can't control it.
Yeah, but like, I literally, once I have a stim, it's like until it's beaten.
So what's the definition of a stim?
When you repeatedly say something. Oh, and I was looking it up. It is like an ADHD thing. And apparently it's like getting out pent up energy, which I definitely do have.
Oh, I thought it was like autism. Like,
no, it can also be ADHD.
Oh.
Yeah, like when I say that I have a stimming problem, I like mean that.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm not like, it's like a real.
Yeah, your latest has been, ooh, oof. Ow!
I've been loving howling, and it's just like once I do something once and it tickles me, right? It's like it's over, and it sucks because it really does. Like, oh my, for a minute it was doing the Cynthia Erivo yell. Whoa,
give us your best one. Come on.
Whoa.
I can't. I know you could do it better than that. I heard without you.
That's true.
Refers to repetitive movements, sounds, or actions that individuals, particularly those who are neurodivergent, use to regulate emotions and sensory experiences.
Yeah, like it's a real thing that I have and I can't stop.
Do you think it can be like something that you just do? Like, does it have to be a noise that you make? Or it can be like a, oh, he said movement?
It's, for me, it's mainly noise. Like, once I have something that just fills those spaces, right? It's like until it's so tired, until the cows come home.
Okay.
You know?
Does that like coincide with tics?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask. Because I have like a thing, like when I'm talking, like if you watch any of my TikToks, I'll just keep touching my nose like this. You'll notice it now that I have said
really?
Something. But when I'm talking and telling a story, I'll just be like I don't know why, but I touch my nose. And then also like, if you actually just like watch me on the podcast when literally anybody is speaking but me, I'm like,
but maybe
that's just being a bad listener.
I don't think that's...
No, because I say that because there's a viral video right now that's like, what the hell is going on with Brooke? Like, what is she doing? And it's because I'm literally like,
you're stimming.
But like, I think I'm just distracted easily.
Okay, I owe you an apology because my TikTok talking about the okays, like I said, you pioneered it. Tana caught on, and now it is plaguing the entire internet. I swear to God, I'm scrolling down my For You page, and every single person's talking, and they go, okay, blah, 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 okay, I'm wearing jeans, okay? And I'm like, oh my goodness, my best friend started this.
I don't like, think so. I feel like I must have gotten it somewhere.
No, I well, to me, at least, you were the first person I noticed that started it, and then Tana caught on.
Yeah, I definitely
and now,
got it from you.
Emma Chamberlain was doing it on her podcast. I'm scrolling down my For You page.
Everyone's, yeah, Emma takes so much inspiration from me. It's crazy.
She wants to be you so bad.
I don't know. Maybe it's the ADHD generation. Like, not only is it helping you follow along, but like trying to make sure people follow along. I don't fucking know. I did just cut 30 out of my newest video. Like, it is, I get what you're saying. Once you hear it, you can't like unhear it.
Right. I don't notice likes until like somebody points it out, and then I'm like, oh my God, I'm so mortified. I, you know, this might be completely unrelated, but when I was younger, I thought I had like a real condition, and I went to like so many different doctors because I couldn't stop going. I thought something was stuck in my throat, and I was like, oh my God, something's so seriously wrong. And all day I would do it in class, and everyone was like, girl, shut up. And then I found out it was like literally just a habit, like a bad habit.
Wait.
So many doctors, no insurance.
At least you got to see it through. Oh my God. It's so funny. My parents would really like beat me for shit like that. Like if I was like, I need to go to the doctor for that, they would literally hit me.
Well, you want to know something else, Sad? I was actually thinking about this the other day. I hope they don't hit you.
Not anymore.
She's free.
But a lot of times, like, for example, I had such bad, like, depression and anxiety, but my grandpa, like, it was only my grandpa because my grandma was, like, already, like, a little out of it. And so once I, like, really started developing it, I was too ashamed to tell him. So I would tell him every other reason that I had to go to the doctor. And then once I got in there, I'd be like, no, I'm super depressed. And they'd be like, I don't work for that. Like, I don't do that.
They're like, you came in for a common cold.
Like walking in with a limp.
Yes. No, I swear to God, I literally would go in and I'd be like, actually, I'm just really here because I like, I'm really anxious. And
oh,
they'd be like,
look at you,
we're
to
not,
act,
this is not the right
time. How old were you?
18.
Oh, okay. Oh. So you knew better. Yes.
Well, that it is just weird. Oh, the
I was
divide.
Probably like 15 or 16.
The dividing generation, like trying to explain anything mental health, I feel like, to the older generation is.
Yeah. When I first moved to LA, I like went on a walk and I was on the phone with my mom and I was like, you know what? I'm like going through a really dark time in my life. I feel like everything's crumbling around me. I think I really need to get into therapy. And she goes, oh, you moved to LA and now you think you need therapy. I'm like, mom.
That's what it is. You like build up this courage to tell somebody and then they just like, oh my God, it's the worst feeling in the world.
And I thought she was going to be like, yes, sweetie, go work on your mental health, get your therapy. She was like, oh, you kids, you moved to LA. Now everyone needs therapy. I'm like, oh my God. Trying to explain therapy and mental health issues to like a boomer.
Right.
Done for.
It's, yeah, it's possible. Just, it's not their generation. You know what I mean? Which is so sad because I think so many things wrong with that generation. So much, you know what I mean? Like adults mistreating the younger generation. All of those things could have been easily amended with mental health treatment. But I mean, whatever.
For sure.
We'll get them in the next life.
Yeah.
We're on the OG couch. And today we're at my house. Brooke's house looks so much better on camera. It's actually so funny. We're in my theater. But there's something about just sitting on this couch that brings me back to a different time of canceled pages here today. We have a lot of like exciting things going on. We're all together today because we are announcing our international tour.
Woo! I'm fucking jazzed.
I am just so fucking excited. I feel like even yesterday I made a TikTok just testing the waters and I like mentioned Belfast and then people are like, I live in Belfast.
Is
like,
it I'm Belfast? I keep saying Belfast.
I like Belfast.
I don't know why I like breakfast.
What do I say wrong? Ontario?
Ontario. Void in Ontario. Isn't that what you say?
Probably.
Ontario.
Ontario? I don't know, but I always see comments that are like, why can't Tana say?
Yeah. I'm just going to say that. Stupid. I don't know which one it is. And I'll probably butcher a lot of these, honestly. And I always have one specific city in every tour that I hone in on to like prove my point. Mm-hmm. Like on the last one, it was like, I would be like, we'll be in the middle of fucking Burlington, Vermont. It was always Burlington, Vermont. I'm so sorry, Burlington, Vermont. But this one is Belfast.
Just picking one place to use them as a punching bag for all your jokes.
And no, the only one that I don't know how to pronounce.
Yeah. I think it's just really special. This like feels like so much bigger of a to-do. Like you just kind of, for the US tour, you hop on a bus and wake up in all the places. But this is like we're flying and like we're.
I know. And I've never, I've only been to Mexico. I guess I've been to Canada too, but like not really, like for literally one day. Mm-hmm. This is my first time like going overseas.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna have so much fucking fun.
It's gonna be amazing.
And I'm watching Traitors right now, which is in Scotland, and like everything is just like I need to be over there.
It's so funny. I thought Traitors was in like Bel Air, and I'm watching it. I'm like on episode 8.
Castle in. There's no way you thought it was in. Have you?
I'm on like episode 9. Like it's just well, we know that my geography isn't really
They're in like the hills of Scotland, like in the countryside.
I'm also scared to take my feet out because of what has happened to me lately.
What's been happening?
Okay, there was an episode of Canceled where here I am, calm with my friend. We're talking our shit. Okay.
Right.
And okay. We're living our best life and I just feel comfortable. I don't like a shoe. Everybody knows this about me. I just really don't like a shoe. And the wide shot had me in violation territory. And listen, like I know I have some big steppers. I know I'm the big red boots biggest candidate. Okay. I know I could go skiing sans equipment. Okay. Like I'm aware that my foot is big, but it's just like, it's not that fucking big. And you never want to be like, oh, it was the angle. Because then you just look like someone who's fighting against it. And it's like, all I should do is embrace my big paddles,
were
you know?
Were people saying you had, like, big stompers?
flippers.
Tastes like more than that. Like people were talking about me like I had a deformity.
Wait, I didn't get to see it.
Well, I didn't get to see it. It's crazy.
Like it's a fucking live show.
I'm like, we're front row, babe. Look.
I'm not a Reddit reader these days, and Jeff decided to read my Reddit before I came over, and then all of the Jeff FM boys crowded around and clowned me for the size of my foot. But when you see this angle, it is like fucking insane.
I need to see it. I need to see it so bad.
I don't even like have a, you I'm know, trying
don't
to.
We usually blur your feet out?
Well, now I really, really want to. And it's funny because people think it's like, and I even sometimes will try to play into like, oh, I have to get my bag. Like, that's why I'm blurring my feet out. Like, OF. Like, and no, it's because it's a hard watch sometimes. Like, just what's going on with them, you know?
And you love to grip things with your toes. Like, right now, for the audio listener, she's gripping into the leather.
Well, I just, oh my God. The feeling of like a glass coffee table, the edge with these toes around it is
I have the exact opposite feeling. I never want my bare foot to touch the ground. Unless it's carpet, my bare foot is not touching a thing. I wear shoes everywhere I go, in my house, everywhere.
That sounds right.
Because if I get so much as a crumb on my foot, it's like,
oh yeah, freak.
No, I'm the exact opposite.
I just made myself sound like such a fucking...
It's kind of like the back of my head. Like, what's happening with the back of my head is not my problem, and what's on the bottom of my feet is not my problem. And I
but it's our problem.
That's true. And I'm just like, I like to think that it helps me have like a barrier to the world, you know? Like, it's like...
What, like keeps people away?
Like, no, like I'm callousing my foot. That's crazy. Like, you know,
Well, that's like in Arizona, you like try to walk around on the sidewalk as much as you can when it's hot so that your feet, like you all of a sudden
that's
have like...
That's where it started for me in Vegas, like doing that. Like I would walk to CVS barefoot 105 degrees out to like really build a shoe for myself.
No, I'm not joking. When I was 8 years old, like the bottom of my feet was like the same texture as elephant skin. Like
that's
I would
what I'm
just
into.
Walk down my barn driveway and it was just gravel and I would have pebbles like sticking into my feet.
Why I think that's why I had to date a Hawaiian, because it's like he's like, yes, duh, barefoot everywhere. And I'm like, oh, you get it, you know?
I'm so excited.
Like, I'd like to think that's not happening. Like, and maybe it is. And like, be the first to tell me if it is, because I don't want to be like blaming the angle if this is what
no,
I'm working with.
Tana, that angle makes it look like your foot is the same size as your torso.
I'm bigger. Not going to lie. I actually don't think it looks that big in that photo. I was expecting you to give me like,
It looks like Bratz doll feet. It looks like you can out and like change shoes.
You know, your foot's supposed to be the size of your forearm. Do you have a long forearm?
No, hell no. Oh, my foot's not the size of my forearm. There's no, that's not right. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm really trying to avoid this happening to me again. Yeah. And I guess I'm good.
There's worse things to get hate for. If it's just your big feet, so be it.
I know, but it actually, like, I'm dwarfed by my foot in this. You know what I mean?
maybe your foot's not big. Maybe you're so tiny.
You know what? And we're going to go with that. Yeah. So we start off in Oslo, Norway.
Oslo. That's where all the like, really stylish TikTokers are.
Oh, fuck.
The outfits are so another thing, because like in the US there are definitely a lot of places where I'm very much so comfortable in like an IMG set from 2019, and there's something about European style that makes me feel like I need to like
really elevate.
No, I told Tana I'm not even bringing sweats. It's like I'm either wearing pajamas, like actual pajamas, or I'm wearing an outfit that goes outside.
Oh shit.
And I'm not kidding. My vision, let me just go on record right now, vision for outfits is Gabby Windy on Traders.
And I love that. I just feel like on tour sometimes I was saying the other day that I've had such an era where I tried to be a girl who would wear socks and loafers,
right,
like with like a pinstripe skirt or whatever, and I came to the conclusion that like when I do that, I feel like, you know when like you see those images of like two kids in a suit and they're like trying to pretend to be a grown man, like it's like so not me.
You're getting like imposter syndrome.
Yes, exactly. Like yeah. I want to stay true to myself, but I also feel like these outfits, the European outfits matter. And then we go to Paris, France. I'm so excited to like have to have work there. Like, what? I just feel like every time we go there, I'm truly like my worst self. Like I've never been there and not been like shit faced, rolling around under the Eiffel Tower, catching waiters as bodies.
Hitting people with baguettes.
Yeah, like just tripping balls on mushrooms, assaulting Ross Lynch. Yeah. Like I'm really excited to like be my best self in Paris.
Yeah.
It's so weird because you don't imagine Paris to be a place that's just like a blackout city.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just like my energy in the past when arriving to Europe, but it is like wine. Everyone likes to make wine seem so and forgive
elegant.
Me. You know, and it's just like,
no, because one bottle of wine, I'm literally, I'm not joking.
Like, I'm my
swinging
worst
off the Eiffel Tower.
Bottle. I can have a glass and I literally can't speak straight. And I'm about to drink
thing.
It right now.
Yeah, it's obviously so I'm an alcoholic. So anything that could be nice, even like an Aperol Spritz by a view, like I'm having 30, you know? So it's yeah. like, I don't know. I just, the way that, because alcohol is a big thing in Europe, you know, mm-hmm. just wine and Aperol and whatever. And people have it normally leisurely and lightly. And obviously I don't, especially on my European excursions, the Ibiza of it all. Like I'm really excited to like.
And the kids, yeah, it is very alcohol centered there. And I just feel like kids there are raised drinking out of a bottle, a baby
Which
bottle.
Almost, I guess, makes the people, I think that the drinking age being lower is almost better.
It is. They say that. There's like actual studies about it. I just don't know about them.
Then we head to Dublin, Ireland.
That I am
Dublin.
It's been my dream literally my entire life to go to Ireland. And I've said it at least 20 times on this podcast that I would die to go to Ireland.
I'm so fucking excited. I don't mean to keep bringing it back to the outfits, but the only other time I've been to Dublin, Ireland was when the main patterns in my wardrobe were rainbow flames and checkers. And have I showed you?
Show the image.
I should show you the photo. And it's an easy find. But it's me underneath a castle, a beautiful castle built
like
by
traitors.
Man in Dublin, Ireland. Look at this. Look at the castle. And look at my outfit. Look at my outfit. Look at my outfit. Look at my fucking outfit. And the feet are kind of huge there. So maybe it wasn't
See, that's
being
what I mean when I say, like, I'm not bringing sweats because I just know, like, no matter what, I want to be able to take a picture.
Well, it didn't stop her.
Look at this castle. I can't wait to be in a little Irish jig fit.
Have you ever seen a castle like that in Bel Air?
Guys, we need to wear kilts and get bagpipes.
Oh, I'm so excited. Wow. Also,
you with bagpipes would be nuts.
I would love to do that.
I would die if you had bagpipes, to be honest, in a horrible way.
Also, but imagine walking out on stage there and I do a little bagpipe moment.
Okay.
She's getting scared.
What were you gonna say?
I just think of P.S. I Love You.
Then we go to Berlin, Germany.
Ooh.
I don't know anything. I don't know Berlin. Much about Germany. My dad grew up in Germany or like was, I don't know, something.
Belfast, UK. Belfast.
I think it's Belfast. I think you're right.
I like Belfast.
Belfast.
You know, Glasgow, UK.
That's Scotland, right?
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Glasgow. Actually, I have no
idea. I've been to Glasgow a few times. I wish I knew that. I don't know. London. Manchester. All just so fun. I can't stress it enough how much the UK girlies are like, even today, like I was pitching something for the show and you were kind of like, is that too not wholesome for London girlies? And yes, there is the side of the girlies in London that are very much giving high tea better than us. But I think the girlies that will come to the canceled show, just in my past history of doing shows, like the UK girlies are wild.
Really?
They're wild.
Yeah, I feel like they're cut from the same cloth as us.
You know what I'm most excited for? Is for my makeup to be socially accepted.
We should do like chav checks before the shows.
Would love. I'm already chav checking.
Concealer on our lips.
Well, I just want to say that what's happening to, I want to say us, but more so you online, like what people are saying about the makeup is not it's not how you look in person. And I really mean that.
I just want to go. Well, first of all, I don't know who is responsible, but somebody is at fault and it's half me. But something that happens, like it doesn't happen when we post the clips of like canceled clips on Instagram, but when we post them on TikTok, it's like there's like some sort of AI like sharpening filter that happens on them. And all of a sudden it literally, I don't know what it does to my face.
It looks
face.
Like your contour is blended carrot sometimes. And it's like really not. Like you look beautiful. And it doesn't look like
also
that.
Also, it makes my eyebrows like I don't even fill in my eyebrows hardly. And like it makes them like fully black and square. And like it looks like somebody turned the sharpness all the way up. And then I'm not kidding. I'm getting cooked online. Everyone's like, what kind of blindness even is this? Because everything is wrong. Nothing is right. And honestly, I agree with you.
But
I'm happy. I'm happy and I'm very happy.
You sent me the side by side and it looks like two different Brooks. The other one's Brock.
Thank you. But also, like, how many times can I make like the excuse? Like, we've done every different set, every single scenario, and always I'll be like, there's a filter on that. Like, no, there's not.
But I promise you, I'm looking at you right now, and like your makeup is your skin tone. It matches your hands.
Well, I will say
I wouldn't lie to you.
Thank you. I'm really heavy-handed with makeup. I always have been, but I really just love makeup and I love to wear makeup. And if you think it looks like shit, you're probably right, and I don't care.
I think you look fabulous.
No, I don't. Think you're as heavy-handed as you're making yourself. I swear, it's like completely normal.
I start crying.
Amsterdam, Netherlands.
I'm excited for Amsterdam.
I've never been to Amsterdam. And I'm so excited, so excited. We have to like shroom it out, I fear.
I was going to say we can really have like our, what is it? Oh, the fault in our stars. Like that moment.
Aww. Breathing machines.
And then you guys can really hit the, okay.
Yeah, that's what I remember too.
All I remember is the they, breathing apparatuses.
Oh.
And then they lay when they're upside down and they're laying and it's like, don't die, right?
Something like that. But yeah, they have like a whole trip to go to Amsterdam to like meet this author that the girl's obsessed with.
Oh, I don't remember because that
she's
part.
Gonna. Mm-hmm. It was like her like make a wish.
Aww. It's a sad movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a really sad movie. It's fucked up.
I just really also need to rewrite my European mushroom because the worst trip I've not the worst mushroom trip I've ever had, but the second worst mushroom trip I've ever had in my entire life was in Paris.
Oh my God.
And I was so cruel. I literally thought you and Ty were going to kill me. I truly thought you and Ty were plotting to kill me.
Why?
The mushrooms. Like, I don't know. I wasn't seeing in color. I can't explain it to you that day. I've never seen color look like that in real life. Like, everything was grayscale and everyone was going to kill me.
So crazy. My worst mushroom trip, I was in Vegas and you were also in Vegas. And I was calling you and you just wouldn't answer.
Did I ever answer?
No, you never answered, but it was New Year's Eve. And I was in, first of all, who does shrooms in Vegas? I'm literally walking through the casino and the carpet is like coming at me.
Wait, no, I feel like that's the best place to do shrooms. Because no. I took shrooms in Vegas and it's like all the lights and like all the patterns, colors.
I was so overwhelmed and I was just so panicked. I ruined everybody's New
Year's. Weren't you at the Wynn too? I don't even think I could have saved you.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I'll spit.
But I am just really excited to maybe do a little mushroom dabble in Amsterdam and like rewrite it because I don't have bad trips often. Really only like it was only when I thought Trevi was the grudge and when I assaulted Ross Lynch. And that's like other than that, I know.
We need like a little mushroom, a little blunt walking down the streets of Amsterdam, taking in the sights. It sounds magical.
Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful. I'm so excited. That'd be fun to do a whole show on mushrooms. Well, either fun or the worst show absolutely ever refunds galore Tanacon down.
That's basically like me right now. I feel like I'm on mushrooms. I drank an entire ghost energy drink, took a propanol, and now I'm drinking wine and I'm like, I've never felt better. I'm like, Aunt Barty's in the corner.
I feel like your heart is like a rat on a wheel right now trying to figure out which way to go. Like, it's even just she brought in the thing she was about to ingest today and I'm gonna insert the photo, but the colorway ruined my day. Like that red and green ghost energy and then that purple and white propanolol from Mexico.
And then it's like I'm like, oh my God, why am I so tired all the time? I'm so lethargic. I have no energy. Your diet is literally a ghost energy drink and fucking Crunchwrap Supreme, bitch. Like, get a grip.
I couldn't agree more.
Cheers.
Literally, cheers.
I couldn't agree more. I can't change even if I tried.
Me neither. The diet will just never change. Like, I'm working out so much. I'm like feeling so good and like active and stuff. But it's like, I'll spend the entire day at the gym and come home and eat Bulldog. And it's like, mm-hmm. I just can't help it.
I ate so fucking healthy for like damn near 2 weeks. And then I had a weekend where in one weekend, I ate the entire Taco Bell menu for lunch on Saturday. That night, I went home and I ate 2 pink carbonara Bulldogs. I woke up the next day. I felt like I drank bleach. Mm-hmm. I went to Trisha's. We ordered the entire AMC Theaters menu. I'm talking loaded tots, popcorn, IC Central. I go home. I order Wingstop. I eat all of that. I wake up the next day and I eat 2 back-to-back Subway footlongs, meatball sub as well. I was gassing Makoa out of the house.
Aww.
And it was just like, have you no self-control?
Well, but what I will say about you, and it's like, I think this is makes you very fraudulent, okay? She will order everything, like 20 things on a menu, and does not, if she takes a bite of it at all, she'll take one.
Yes.
Like, nothing is ever touched. Like,
2 Bulldogs. I'm talking licking the bowl like a dog.
But did you clear them?
Yes.
No. Did you take 3 bites?
All by myself.
You're right. You are like a 3
always
bite
order
queen.
Everything and you never eat it.
No, you can ask Amari to like back you up. I do want to say that I consume like 45% of what I eat in the day, maybe more, maybe 60 after 10 p.m. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. The day is just the pregame for when I'm really alone and it's all spread out in my bed. No, the meatball footlong was crazy. Dude. And I was on the toilet like the next day, like I'm talking both ends. Like I just,
I love meatballs. Joking.
This entire past weekend has been Rolling Loud. And the first night, I came home. I was so fucking hammered. I went online, like on Postmates. I'm like, okay, what's even open? What can I get? Ordered myself a 7-Eleven pizza and boneless wings. That pizza has lasted me the past 2 days. That's all I've been eating is the 7-Eleven cheese pizza. But I'm not joking. Like, wake up, breakfast, pizza, lunch, slice of pizza, dinner.
It's a good ass pizza. And it's like $5.
It was $12.
Yeah.
And that's been my meal for the past 3 days.
And now I want that. I just have such a strong problem with balance. Like whenever something is bad, I need to cut it out completely.
Yeah.
And it's so hard because it's like you obviously cannot cut out food completely. Like it's and be like same with alcohol, like just anything. If something is bad for me, it is either do it or don't. And you can't do that with food, obviously. So it's just like so hard for me, and I'll be so healthy and then just have the relapse of the century.
Well, that's why I don't believe in diets, because if you diet, then it's like all of a sudden you just have to go crazy. But if I'm
not dieting, everything is elote-fied. Everything is hot Cheeto. I just did a video for my pickles that are about to come out where I showed the class for YouTube my favorite pickle combinations. And like J-Rod, I've never seen him have fear like that behind the camera. Like just the gusher tajin. We made one of my new favorites is hot chili over pickles with sour cream and Fritos.
You do get spunky with it, though. I swear to God, I've like watched her put vanilla bean ice cream and like yellow mustard on a pickle.
Sounds amazing.
She gets really creative.
Ew.
Yeah, and just like, oh my God, the peanut. J-Rod's face when I did the peanut butter whipped cream pretzel Nutella pickle, and it's like, I'm talking death row, you know? And it was wild, though, especially because normally when I eat a pickle combo, I eat one of them, and I made them all, and we all ate them all. And like when J-Rod left, I was like wall gripping, you know?
They're good. It sounds
amazing. The pickles are so amazing. But anyways, Auckland, New Zealand. Ooh.
Never heard of it, but so excited.
Wait, what? Isn't that new?
Take a beat.
Remember a second ago when I was like, I can't have wine. I can't speak English. Where The Hobbit was filmed.
I love the things you know.
I actually don't know. I know it was in New Zealand. I don't know where. But remember Hobbit tour.
Is it just me with my feet?
No, I really, we have to do the Hobbit tour.
I don't know what the hell that means, but I'm down.
It's like, never mind.
Wait, no, what? Do you like go tour around like, and see
yeah. Oh, I couldn't even think of a tour other than like, hello and welcome back to the canceled podcast.
No, it's like a tour of like Hobbit lands, and it's like so amazing. It's so cool.
Wait, okay, that's cute. I've never even seen The Hobbit, but I'm so down. I hate to say it,
and I do hate to say it, but what are Hobbits?
It's a movie, The Hobbit, or it's like a series.
Not a real animal.
No. No, but also they filmed Lord of
Rabbit,
the Rings.
Hobbit.
Lord of the Rings is all in New Zealand as well.
No way. I like rings.
I like Gandalf.
Ooh. He's like the old one.
Smeagol. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Smeagol from Lord of the Rings?
The great rewards hunt is on. So join the adventure with DraftKings Casino. For fun seekers, follow the trail to huge jackpots, weekly bonuses, and exclusive games. But the excitement is only getting started because new players can get 500 casino spins on a featured game. Just sign up with code CANCELED and wager a minimum of $5 to receive 500 casino spins on a featured game. Only on the most rewarding place to play, DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Connecticut and Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. New customers only. Non-withdrawable casino spins valid for a featured game only and expire in 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends 4/27/25 at 11:59 p.m. ET. Thank you, DraftKings, for sponsoring today's episode of the Cancelled Podcast. Play responsibly. And then we have Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, and Sydney. And I am so fucking excited to like see you guys experience Australia. Australia is one of my favorite places on planet Earth. And like the fans there are so fun and crazy and wild.
Hasn't even like really registered with me that we're going to Australia, because we've been talking so much about UK since it's first.
Yeah. Australia is in July and UK is tomorrow.
I'm so excited. Do you think we can go see Killington's mom in Perth?
I was gonna say that, and we need to track down Anna Paul.
Oh yeah,
track down like she's a part of the Hobbit tour. we have binoculars. Yeah. We're looking at waterfront
I'm staking
homes.
Out.
Oh my God,
I need answers.
It is gonna be funny, just the jokes that we're able to make on stage there. Hey. Like I just love being in places, but I just can't trust it enough. Even like. For example, okay, like TSA in Australia is wildly different than it is in America, and anyone can go all the way to the gate. Like if your gate is 32B, like someone on the street can go all the way to 32B. It's not just people who are flying.
Wait, do they have
to go through the security thing, but anyone can still go to like 32B and like touring there. Like a lot of times, like the fans will like come to the gate and then they like treat you like Bieber in the airport.
That's crazy.
I've always wondered how that happens to celebrities when you see people like show up places and like there's a million people outside their gate.
What? So they only check your boarding pass when you get to the gate to board on the flight?
Yes.
So Joe Schmo can just run up and...
Yeah, I don't love it when you really break it down, but it's just like a safer place. Australia is like...
Yeah, they have morals and... Yeah.
Yeah. But I have seen some crazy shit go down in like the Adelaides and the Perths of Australia. Like it's a place to get lit for sure.
Are we going to be near the Opera House?
That's in Sydney, right? Sydney Opera House.
Wait,
we should try to like...
Finding Nemo.
Why do I think of anyone but you, like Sydney Sweeney? Like when
Sydney, is that the big place that's like...
In the harbor. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that was good. I liked that. Oh my God. It's just same with that. The outfits. I just can't wait to rewrite history. This is going to be my first time looking put together in a lot of places. And I'm really excited.
No sweats.
I might have to sweat it out.
I don't know what makes me think that sweats don't exist outside of America, but I think sweats are just like such a lazy thing, and America is such a lazy country that I'm like,
you know what it is though? Like, I don't know, like sweats with a leather jacket and a cute shoe. You could do a sweat.
You could, you can. Really, the actual issue is that it takes up so much space in your suitcases.
And I completely get what you're saying, though, because I will just like beat one sweatsuit to smithereens when I'm in a place, you know? Like, it comes home with like holes in the crotch, you know?
Yeah. The crotch. What happened?
Teeth.
Hungry.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm so fucking excited. I'm just so excited to. It's been a while since we've like toured, and I'm really missing it these days. Even yesterday, Trisha called me while she was on stage and just like seeing the crowd. And the people, and like there was someone front row at Trisha's show with a canceled university crew neck on. Aww. And then black glitter makeup that looked like tears, and I was just like, oh my God, I can't wait just
how
for
cute.
Like even just all the fun shirts, like how people wear the shirts that say the crazy shit, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And I just like,
I told Tana, I think we should do hello and welcome back to the Cancel Podcast.
Yes, that's so cute. I'm so excited. Also, just like writing the tour with you two before we sat down to film made me like 10 times more excited, thinking about what we're going to talk about, like all the crazy shit.
Brooke put this into words today so beautifully, and I'm probably going to use what you said like 100 times across our press and like everything. It's going to be my like token dirty door phrase.
Perfect.
But Brooke was talking about how there were so many moments of really awful shit that like I was doing or she was doing or anyone was doing during filming the first two seasons of Canceled, but we weren't ready to talk about them because we were so in it, you know, like some sexual escapades or some different things, especially that I've done where it was like that can't come on the internet because I did that yesterday.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of want the narrative of this show, especially because of how far we're going physically. Just talking about how far we've come as people, I think we are in such a wholesome era of life, but there are some stories from the vault that are just alarming.
Oh, a crowd favorite of mine.
It's going to be such an incredible show, I think, because finally I am able to look back at these things with a lot of embarrassment and shame, but also able to laugh because I'm just so not that girl anymore.
Yeah, because now you're so far removed from it that you can look back and make jokes about it.
Yeah.
Right, but there were times where we were sitting here and like, yeah, we thought we were above it, but it was like, okay, we're like kind of still in the thick of it. Like that, like.
But I swear Makoa is going to have to take up like jogging or something. Like he cannot hear this show. And it's not that... I don't know what it is because it's not me anymore, but like you never want to hear about your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah. I just like, one. Oh my God. It's like, I can't believe some of the things that I have done. You know?
And honestly too, I feel like you guys have gotten a good dose of my lore by now, but I have so much more that I've never even spoken of.
Yeah. And I think
that I'm digging out of like the depths of my brain.
I think it's going to be great. And there's going to be something for everyone to relate to in the audience. You know, the canceled girlies are very wild, and obviously we'll still continue to give advice and have a lot of different things where we interact with the crowd. But this set of stories is the most brutal, like by far. And I'm just like, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be great.
Yay.
For some reason too, it just feels like what happens over there stays over there.
I really agree with that. And it doesn't make sense because like the internet is everywhere. And like, we know how that works. But like, for some reason, I'm like, God, I just like, I can say anything over, like no consequences in Europe. Like, yes, there are.
Yes. And I'm sure we will learn that by like show four. But you know, I'm still excited to try and just real, especially because this has been so long awaited. Like, we get comments every single day, like, come to Australia. Also, I will say, I want to get ahead of this. The Canadian girlies, we hear you and we see you and we love you and we will get to you. Like, I feel like such an asshole almost. Like,
I know.
Announcing another tour in Canada is getting missed. Like, I love you guys.
Especially because I love Canada. That's my favorite place I've ever been. Canada
so much. And it's like every place we'd have a stop, I've dated someone from. Like, I could really just make that the whole fucking show. You know, and it's like,
bring them out.
I have had Canada in me for a long time.
Nice.
Not. Jesus.
You know, shameless.
You know how that meant. How I meant that.
Few word do trick. Oh my gosh. Have you seen JP's new song that's going viral? Mm-hmm. He called me the other. So JP, like, you know, JP Sachs.
Yeah.
He has a song that just came out. JP's like funny. His whole show is like, his whole shtick is being like he does like stand up and then sings and stuff. And he's also just like very like, he's just funny. And so he made a song and it's called Smartphone Make Me Dumb. And he says like, smartphone make me dumb, whiskey make me numb. And then he said, women make me. And then he just goes, But like the whole song is like very, it's just a great song. But like people are clipping only that little part and they're just running it home. It's like they're making fun of it so bad.
Being serious about it, like not satire.
Yeah. Like but it's meant to be like.
And it's so crazy too to have a lyric go so viral for people. Like people are saying like they would have loved this BC. You know what I mean? Like not getting it. And he's like a lyrical genius.
Yep. But he's literally being a good sport about it. Like he called me and he's like, how do I even like show that this was supposed to be funny? And I was like, honestly, just like whatever. People are listening and it's like,
yeah.
But people are genuinely making fun of him and being like, there's no way he's serious.
And it's like, so go mean. Listen to like Explain You or When You Think of Me. Like he is truly a lyrical genius. So
you have to almost equate that to like the artist Picasso, where it's like you look at the art and you're like, I could have done that. Like that's so shitty.
Yeah.
But then it's like there are so many layers and levels to that, and you know that they're an incredibly talented artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that's just. Yeah,
the girls that get it, get it. Context, it's a funny, you know. I also just love JP. I have been like trying to like help him. I think it's so funny whenever like musicians we know get into like TikTok trouble, they always like reach out to me like, how do I respond to this? And it's like, I don't know.
Same. He's a good sport. He's cracking up about it, but I'm like, I'm cracking up at all the TikToks too because it is like funny. Out of context, it's like there's no way.
Women make me.
Well, then he says, forget what I was running from. But like everyone cuts that part out.
Smartphone makes me dumb.
Few word do check.
I'm going to stream.
Casey Anthony on TikTok.
Woo.
Oof. Like I don't even. And I know. I feel like lately I've been just driving this home. My hatred for bad parents. But it's crazy the way Casey Anthony was like the beginning of that.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think it goes back further than Casey Anthony. But I think we really like that was a huge one in our childhood where we were like, well, I guess we really weren't that young. But
well, where the media was just like, what the actual.
So it's
fuck?
Like it's up there with like Tiger Woods cheating in as far as like
media
huge
coverage.
Huge media.
It was
like,
bigger.
Where you're
uh-huh.
Like, and like yeah, but I'm saying like things that like literally made such an impact on me because it was like it felt like the biggest story in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't believe. That at the, because think about how like we were probably like 13 or however old, and like now I'm 26. She should not just be free and be on TikTok. Her also being a legal advocate is crazy. The Zanny, the nanny of it all. There was no nanny, and she was just like giving the daughter Xanax, or she was on Xanax. She waited 31 days to report her child missing. She never once looked for her daughter, like at all, really, in my opinion. And even now,
I think
like,
she knew where she was.
The only redeemable thing would be if you're online still fighting for justice for your daughter.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, what do you think you're like a personality?
It's or what so about like, how about we try to find the person who killed her?
But yeah, people were saying like, even OJ pretended to look.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, but like, it's also just so shitty because now here we are talking about it and giving it more coverage and this and that. It's the same shit with Ash Trevino. Fucking awful, horrible parent. Mm-hmm. But because she's so terrible, people just like want to talk about it. And it's just like giving her more coverage and like,
I know, I made
more
a whole TikTok like saying this and then I didn't post it because I was like, I'm a part of the problem that I hate so much and I continue to do it. It's just like,
but unfortunately,
these things are so shocking.
Yeah.
It's wild. Even like when I went to Casey Anthony's page, there were a few people that I follow that were following her and I had to like unfollow them. I was like, there's no way.
That's insane.
That, you know what I mean?
Because it's like, I don't want to dilute it down to like a shock factor, but it is. And it's like seeing this woman posting TikToks, it's like, what the fuck? And obviously people are going to talk about it, but again, it's just giving her more coverage and more attention, and she's going to continue to like keep posting and doing it.
How is
sucks.
The judicial system that fucked though? Like, how is she out of prison?
I really don't know.
There are so many things like in that regard that I just don't understand, like, that you can't, like, I don't know, there's so many things that, like, aren't usable that are, like, how can mm-hmm. you not use that? And I just, like, I'll never understand.
Yeah, it's wild.
But wait, Casey mean, Anthony for prison, like, things that, like, can happen but, like, aren't usable in court, like,
oh yeah, like, that don't hold up in court.
Yeah,
like, she should be in prison for fucking life.
Yeah.
I am so excited to see The Fray live in concert with Landon Barker doing his little bathroom jig, which is why I want to give the sponsor of today's video, SeatGeek, a huge shout out. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more. So many artists are going on tour, and you can get tickets to Kendrick Lamar and SZA, The Weeknd, Beyonce, Morgan Wallen, and more. I love using SeatGeek because I love attending live events. I attended Billie Eilish earlier this year and I was lezzing and levitating. SeatGeek has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dots. Green means good, red means bad. Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And you know I came through for you guys. You can use code CANCELED2025 for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code CANCELED2025. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring today's episode of the Canceled Podcast.
Before we get to Lucy Hale and Harry Jowsey, which I do just want to talk about, I mean, I guess we could just go into that, but I want to talk about Coachella.
Wait, let's get into it.
And that's it. Like, it's just like, this is the first year where I'm like deciding if I should go or not, and I obviously have the world's worst case of FOMO, and I just want to know where you guys stand. Like, what are your thoughts?
See, obviously, like, you and I have talked about this a lot, but I usually, like, FOMO is what gets me to Coachella. Like, I it's not even like, oh, I'm dying to go to Coachella, I have so much fun at Coachella. It's always just like, I know I'm gonna have FOMO.
Really?
This is the first time ever I feel like completely like I have none of that.
Wait, good.
And only like, I love Coachella and it's so fun and stuff, but I've done it also 1,000 times, and I feel like since I've gone to so many music festivals too, it doesn't feel like, oh, I have to go to Coachella. I can go to Lollapalooza or I can go to Oceaga or...
I know, I guess. It's just like, I'm fine with it now, but I know that it's going to come and I'm going to see it, and I'm literally going to want to, like, Groundhog's Day, go in the ground, you find out when I peek out. You know, like, I am so... Because I love it so much. Tour's also in 5 days after Coachella. That's we could end up getting a lot of lore that we use on tour, but...
My thoughts are Lady Gaga mm-hmm. and Charlie XCX. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, I would give anything to see them, but also, yeah, tour in 5 days is crazy. And also just how expensive Coachella is so fucking absurd. Mm-hmm. Like, paying like $1,200 for an artist pass, fuck that. Paying like $1,300 for a hotel or like an Airbnb stay is so crazy. And then mm-hmm. feeling like the pressure to get outfits and, oh my God, just everything about it. Like,
the food, the car services, the
drinks.
Coachella is the most expensive thing on planet Earth. And then I've like,
it's like a wedding. You wake up the next day too, you're like, oh shit, it's over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all that money's gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yep. I used to really love it so much too that I think I'm holding on to that like version of me. You know, there was a time in my life where I was on tour in Australia. I had the 3 days off of Coachella. I flew from Australia to Los Angeles, did Coachella, and then flew back to Australia. Like, what the fuck?
How old were you? 21?
Yeah, no, like 18.
Yeah,
so it makes sense, the energy levels, but I'm saying now, even just the idea of tour being in 5 days from it, and I did it sober, and it's just different. It just is. Like, yeah. It's...
Well, also, I was thinking about that, too, and I was like, okay, for Coachella, obviously, I'm going to want to go. I'm going to want to have a drink or 5 or 10, and I'm going to want to take Molly, sue me. But then it's like, okay, and then what? Quick 180 tour in 5 days, like,
yeah. And how sick I get from Coachella every time. I'm always sick for at least like a full month after that. I'll have like the nastiest cough you've ever heard.
Oh, the dust lung is fucking like no other.
And I just like, I'm in a wedding like the week before. I would go, you know, straight from Texas to Coachella to Europe, and I'm like, I just don't want to do that. I have kids.
The 45,000 steps, like, I'm 80, and I've realized how much too. I realized last year how much alcohol helps you with the fact that you can be feeling something, but you can prolong it, whether that's exhaustion, foot pain, outfit pain. Like, one thing about being sober is, like, whatever it is, you are going to feel it in that moment. Like, oh, yeah. The exhaustion, it's almost better drinking, because then you're just like hungover and you ride out the hangover and you rest and then you're fine. Whereas, like, doing it sober, you feel it all throughout it. And then, like,
dude, I don't last know. Year I wore these cowboy boots. I'm not joking, probably two sizes too small for me. My toes were like this the mm-hmm. entire time inside my boots. I was walking to the festival, like out, waddling. Mm-hmm. Went to the bar, took three shots, and I was like, okay, never mind.
I don't have feet. Yeah. I would do anything to slip into the vortex for 3 days and then come out of it.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that I can't, it's just I don't know, it's wild. And I'm just, but I just like,
you know what they have? Huh? Finita and I did it at Coachella this last year. She showed me, like have stuff that you can spray on your feet, lidocaine, and it just like your feet, you don't have feet anymore.
That's your crazy. Skin. It's not your bones. Like I have a major bone issue. Like my bones just hurt at all times, like with everything.
She's always like, cracking her hips.
It sucks. Like it will be so fun and stuff, but it's just, to me, it's like I can go next year. It feels so
out of line, out of pocket. I don't know. The FOMO might get the best of me, and I might end up going anyways. But then I might just like majorly regret that decision.
I just think if I wake up the day that it's over and I got through that weekend without having gone, I'm gonna be like, oh my god, I saved so much money. I'm so fabulous and amazing and perfect.
That is so true. Like just the money saving of it all. I'm trying to think of any tips we could give the girlies if it is their first Coachella, because I don't want to like sit here and just hate on it. I've gone to like 13. I love it more than anything.
It's the happiest place on earth. There's no feeling like being at Coachella. But honestly, I don't know. I feel a little bit like my original Coachellas were more fun because, you know, you go GA and everything is like you get there early and you spend the whole day and you are so miserable. But it's just like so much camaraderie.
Yeah, it's part of it.
And it's so fun and it's just like exciting. Yeah. I don't think I could make it through.
I just feel like if I'm going to do one day, I'm going to do three, because you've got to drive down to Palm Springs and... Yeah, just all of the money. Things. But I've also, Frank Ocean changed me so much too, because I don't know, putting an artist on a pedestal that their performance is going to be the reason for you going. Frank Ocean scarred me for life. Like that weekend, I didn't listen to any music really. I just went to Frank Ocean and then I came home and I was like, what did I spend my money on?
Yeah, what are you going to have FOMO for? You don't even get to the festival till like 9 p.m.
I know, it's to be honest with you, you know what it is? It's like my love for serving. I just want to serve looks.
You can serve. You can serve wherever you want.
And then it's like last year, I wore a wife beater and a furry skirt. Like, just do that in the kitchen. You don't need like to spend thousands. And I do. I realized I totaled up what my absolute minimum Coachella spend this year would be. And it's like $17,000.
That's fucking and absurd. And it's
like, we're just going to go out on a whim and say that's not your minimum spend. Like, I think you could definitely do it cheaper than $17,000.
I know. I guess you're... like maybe 14.
But like if she wants to do it Tana style,
that's the thing, is the bodyguard. I love my fans. I wouldn't change anything in the world, but anytime I've done any music festival without a bodyguard, I get touched in places I don't want to get touched.
You get fucking
like,
berated, dude.
I really do. Like people love to just grab my holes, my orifices. And I don't know what it is.
Wasn't it last Coachella someone just came up to you and they were like, Tana, like grabbed your tits and was like shaking them?
100%. And just it's always the headlock, and it's and then it's like, oh, yes, all my friends can go, and like then their job is to help me like protect myself in a way, but that's no fun for everyone with me then, and then no one wants to be around me.
Also, like, it's like, what am I gonna do? Like try to fend someone off who's like on Molly, rolling and drunk as fuck, trying to like say hi to you? No one's gonna take me seriously. You need like a big security guard.
And then that's an artist pass for them, and then the rate of them, and then I don't know. And obviously, yeah, I could just not do that, but I don't feel safe.
Yeah,
which is like wild. I don't know,
that's why I say we just like go to Oceaga or something instead, and it's like
No, but it's like, and I mean, Coachella's still just a camp there. I love meeting all the girlies with their Molly jaw and glitter tears and fringe crop tops. Like I do just fucking love it. I think everyone's in like such a different mood at Coachella. A part of me would feel missing to not go, but I would love to save the money and I would love to save the energy dollars, as Whitney Cummings says.
We have to go to Lollapalooza. That's the best festival on planet Earth.
I've never been.
I just went for the first time this last year.
But the
Ferris wheel and just the, it's like getting to Coachella does feel like home.
Let me go ahead and
I'll
ask
never
you
get really on it. I like to look at it.
Have you ever been on the Ferris wheel?
No, the last time I was on the Ferris wheel, I got in trouble sucking dick on it, and I just went on it to suck the
remember
dick.
Remember that James Charles situation meme?
Yeah, that was wild.
What?
It was like everyone thought James Charles was sucking that guy's dick on the Ferris wheel, but it was like, I think it was just a stranger.
No, where the hell was I?
That's crazy.
It was so viral.
Really?
Yeah.
The Rainbow Tower.
Rainbow Tower that no one's ever fucking climbing up because there's no point.
It's actually crazy. The Rainbow Tower is a little unethical and no one ever talks about that. It's like super fucking hot in there and then people pack like sardines and you just walk up to walk down and like everyone comes out like...
Because like I've always seen it and like I'll ask people, what's at the top? Like, what do you see up there? They go, nothing. Like you just, yeah, you just
watch. It's really cool to see the people like ants and like all of Coachella and whatever, but it's like, I'll Google a drone shot.
Because it's like you're looking through an orange window.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not worth the climb.
I fucking love Coachella. Some of my favorite life's memories are Coachella, but I don't know.
Speaking of music festivals, I spent this entire past weekend at Rolling Loud.
Oh my God.
I need to hear now. And I can't thank you enough for going out on the front lines and gathering lore for the girls because I'm front line. A bitch is tired, you know?
I love the front lines. No, because I really was. I really fucking was.
I used to be a Rolling Loud girly, and I just, it's special.
It's so fun. Well, now it's so funny because I went there, and I was, like, wearing a cream-colored top, and I was walking around, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm in a sea of emo kids. Because now it's, like, you know, Playboy Cardi's, like, the breeding ground for the demographic of boys who are, like...
Chrome hearts, like Mason Disick.
Yeah, like, wearing Rick Owens, and they have, like, a dying rose and, like, a bat in their Instagram bio.
That's how I felt it. It's always the bat in the Instagram bio.
That's literally how I felt it, Nessa Barrett.
They send you a text, and it has, like, a plus sign and, like, asterisks. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that was unfortunately my bread and butter for a long time.
So I felt like a little out of place because of that, but I had the best fucking time. Day one was like pretty casual. I went with Trevi. So Boys Lie invited me to go and they did a collab with this girl, Bunny, who's the owner of Rolling Loud. Like the entire festival, she is the owner. She owns it with her husband, Matt.
I thought it was a guy named Matt.
Yeah. Matt and Bunny. So Boys Lie invited me. They're like, please come to Rolling Loud. We'd love to have you. I said, abso-fucking-lutely, I'll be there. So me, Trevi, Ty, and Ari all go to Rolling Loud.
Mm-hmm.
Day one, pretty chill. And by chill, I mean like we were all ripping shots and dancing at the table and like doing our big one. We took like Silo gummies. And it was so fucking fun. But like I woke up the next day hungover as balls. Mm-hmm. I woke up at like 10 a.m. I had no intention of going. I was like, I'm done. I'm not, I can't do day two, whatever. Ari FaceTimes me. He's like, get up, bitch. We're going. And I was like, I like rolled over. I saw like the little blue Boys Lie box, little PR box. And I was like, I'm obligated. I have to do this for the girls.
Girls go.
Correct. So I woke up, chugged a Red Bull, and I was on my merry way for day two.
And you know, Ari was probably just so funny. He is so funny in certain elements.
When it's like...
backstage, going like this. Ooh. Yeah,
right. He loves a rich environment. He loves like a fun event. So he was honestly on his best behavior. He was being so fucking funny. But we get to day two and we go to the table. And the Boys Lie girls are there. And Bunny comes over, like the owner. And we are just ripping shots. We're all like laughing and just dancing like... all of the artists before Playboy Cardi are performing and we're just having like a ball. Right, we're just having a ball. And I'm just dancing, getting down, and I look over my shoulder and I'm like, oh my God. Liv from Love Island comes walking up to the table and I'm like fangirling. I'm sweating because I love that season. I love her and Kaylor. Like, I was gagged. And, like, I'm trying to be cool about it, but I'm like, I can't. Like, if I see a bitch, like, I love in person, I'm going to tell them I love them.
Me
like,
too. I have no shame about it. I'll be like, I'm literally your biggest fan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not above it. So she comes over and I, like, she hugs me and she's like, hi, I'm Liv. I'm like, oh, I know. And I hug her. I was like, I'm
and H. I love your work.
Literally, I was like, I'm obsessed with you. Like, I can't even lie. Like, I love you. And she's like, oh my God, stop. Like,
I think it's so good to do that. Like, you'll get shut down now and again, and then, like, it does give you a bad taste of those people, you know, but
yeah, but no, she was a sweet angel. And then like, I'm not joking, I left that night like floating on a cloud because we became like this, like, aww. We were again just like drinking together, dancing, having so much fun, just like hitting like some jokes, and I could not say more positive things about that girl. And then from there it just ramps the fuck up. So Liv like broke the seal, and then maybe 10 minutes goes by and Ari goes, oh my God, Kai Cenat's right there. I go, what?
I would freak out. He's not real. He's like, if I saw him in person I would be like, no
we
way.
Did we sat by, we sat next to him at the Streamies.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he was at the table right next to us.
I don't remember my own line.
He's in the background of all my videos, and I didn't know him at the time. So, like, everybody was like, is that Kai? And I now, looking back, I'm like, I hate myself.
I need to ask you about not remembering my own life, actually. That reminds me in a second. But can you please continue?
I'm like, gee, I know. So we're sitting at the table, and mind you, also, like, because Boys Lie is, like, in with Bunny, the owner, we have, like, the best table ever, and I just felt so, like, it was so lavish, and I was just like, what the fuck am I doing
taking
here?
Like,
I felt so out of place, so taken care of. It was, like, an artist section, like, up. We had, like, our own table, like, perfect view of the stage. It was unreal. But Ari goes, oh, my God. Kai Snats right there. I turn, look
Ari
over my
shoulder.
Ari loves
Kai Snats, too.
Oh, he was gagged. I was gagged.
Yeah, the robots, the 30-day stream, just who he's with. He's amazing at what he does. I just, like, loved him on Jimmy Fallon. Like, it was almost like it was, like, Kai's show and Jimmy was just there. Like, Jimmy Fallon looked like
a guest.
Yeah, like, literally a guest.
So, and I mean, Anna's a fucking hustler, too, because he was live streaming the entire day. So he's going around meeting fans. He's, like, at a food truck. He has a videographer following him the entire day. He's just live streaming 24 fucking 7.
It's the hardest thing in the world.
It is crazy, but he was being so sweet, just, like, interacting with all the fans, taking pictures, like, giving everyone the time of day. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, real stand-up
guy. Does he have a girlfriend?
Wait.
Oh, he does.
But he was there, like, that was fucking crazy. And then we're still at the table, we're all having fun, and Playboi Carti's set starts. And I'm not joking when I tell you, people were packed in like sardines. You could not fucking move, you could not turn. It was body to body. Mm-hmm. And also, I had taken Silos, so I'm watching his set start, and I'm like, oh, this feels like sacrilegious.
I had a mushroom moment with Peso Pluma at Coachella, where I was like on so many mushrooms that it felt like I was getting sacrificed. And then I look back at the videos and it was just like a normal set.
Oh no, that's exactly what happened. But because there's like fire shooting out of cannons and shit, mm-hmm. and he's going like bah!
Other people sweat on your shoulders, like just whole nine. Yeah,
so I'm like on my mushrooms, I'm looking around, I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting sacrificed. Mm-hmm. And Bunny comes up to the table and she goes, guys, come with me. Link arms right now. We're going. I'm like, what? Like,
going
we're just
going
into the crowd. Like, this seems dangerous and fucking terrifying and awful.
I love a bitch named Bunny.
She, oh, Tana, you would eat her up. So she goes, guys, come on. So she has her security. Mind you, she's like 5'2", just like the baddest bitch you've ever seen in your life. She's like petite Polly Pocket. Mm-hmm. And she just goes, guys, come on. We link arms. We are plowing through the section. Like, just fucking bodying people, throwing elbows, plowing our way through.
A 5'2 bitch with a big bodyguard is also everything.
And mind you, too, it's like Playboi Carti. All these people are fucking jumping and raging and going crazy. We're getting beat around. It was nuts.
Mosh environments horrify me.
Yeah, I was terrified. Like, I was getting stepped on, basically. But I think we're going into the crowd. She takes us to this, like, fenced-off gate, and she goes, come on. Security unlocks the gate, like, opens it, brings us through. We are now backstage at Playboi Carti.
Stop. Who did you see? Yeah. Tell me the characters.
Not fucking joking. So we're walking through and everything's happening so fast. I'm like trying to like look around and take in everything, but we saw Sexy Red. She was backstage. I know. And you know, Ari was like foaming at the mouth.
Oh my God. I didn't even think about the fact that Ari was
tripping.
Literally
mushroom-wise? She's like, and then we saw Barney.
I'm like,
Dora
yeah,
and
I'm
Boots.
Like, Mr. Peanut was there. No, I wasn't tripping, but like I definitely felt a little something. Like emotions and feelings and senses were heightened, but we're walking through and like backstage and this and that. They take us right in front of the stage. Like I could see Playboi Carti's pores.
Wow, everything though.
And they lead us through the crowd. I mean, I guess it was like barricaded, but we're still like linked up. Everything's happening so fucking fast. We're going through barricades, like through the crowd, bobbing and weaving. And we get to the artist section, which is like his people, which was nuts.
Who are his people?
So now we're in that section and we're just fucking going crazy. We are dancing. We're having a good time. I'm getting whipped around. And then I hear, wow.
Jennifer Coolidge?
Oh, I was thinking Jennifer Coolidge too.
No, I wish it was Owen Wilson.
I was gagged.
But I'm not joking.
I was gagged.
I'm sorry. No,
I would do anything to see Jennifer Coolidge at Playboi Carti. I would literally give off a finger, an orifice, a limb.
I know.
I feel like she would be there too for some reason.
I know.
It's so her. I'm like, it's so her element at all.
I just love Jennifer Coolidge in an element that's like, it's like a juxtaposition, you know?
Yes.
But anyways, okay, Owen Wilson.
So I'm not joking. I just hear, wow. And I stop dead in my tracks and I go, what? I turn over my shoulder. He's sitting there with his cowboy hat on. He has like three kids with him. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
He has my favorite nose in history of human existence.
It sucks because like I love him and I love his character so much. But ever since I found out about the deadbeat dad thing, I'm like, I can't be into him.
What?
Is he a deadbeat dad?
Yes.
Why was he at Playboy Cardi with three of his kids then?
Because he
had to probably make up for Christmas.
Yeah. No.
Kidding. I don't know.
No, he had a baby with a poker girl. I told you guys this story on the podcast before.
What?
He had a baby with a poker girl. He like plays in the games and he like, but like basically she was just like a girl, I guess, at one of the events. They maybe like dated for a second, but she had a baby and he will not claim the baby. It's said that he pays like $70,000 a month in child support, which sly, but has never met the child, will not go near the child. Like the kid apparently looks exactly like him. That's she's like a little Simmons. Girl.
These men do yeah. this.
Ben Simmons
or
Blake Griffin.
My god, I just almost got a lawsuit. Sorry, Ben Simmons. No, like literally, I'm sorry, Ben Simmons.
But it's so sad, and like I'm not 100% sure on all the details, but like that's like,
you're right.
Yeah. And she looks just like him.
See, yeah, there was no daughter there. No daughter at Playboy Cardi.
Well, she's a baby. She's like four or something.
No, it's like Stormy at Astro World.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's wow. Well, Paige, that's
like
crazy.
Such a bummer because keep going. Sorry, that like I didn't mean to ruin your story, but
no, I mean
Owen Wilson's still an icon, but he plays all these like amazing father figures and like just like such
that's
a
truly
like,
just. Not to always bring it back to our guy, but that's why I love Adam Sandler. Like playing that guy, but then also being that guy. And I guess theoretically you don't have to. You're just acting, you know, but that's disheartening to know that.
It's a bummer. Like if you found out like that Matthew McConaughey was like a shitty guy, I would hate that.
Like there's certain men that just, like Vince Vaughn.
Oh, Vince Vaughn is so hot. He's one of my like OGs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. What a letdown.
Yeah, that's why.
I know, but well, I guess but it's also, still, like, he's it's still iconic Cardi. To see him. It doesn't matter. Like, it's still iconic to see him.
At Playboy Cardi, he's going, fiend.
I'm like, what the fuck? I would be tripping, like dude, mushrooms so too, then, like just like.
So I'm still shrooming. Well, shrooming's crazy. I'm still on shrooms.
No, you could take it off silos that you see God. One time I was at Billie Eilish and I was like, I am ocean eyes. I was on like 30 silos.
No, I'm not joking. I thought it was Travis Scott for a second. So like, whatever. We're still in the artist section. Bunny's like, okay, come on. Like, let's go to my house. I go, what? And she's like, I have like a little house here. It's like no big deal. Like on site at Rolling Loud.
So where is Rolling Loud?
Inglewood. So near SoFi Stadium.
Okay.
Like right near there. And she goes, come on. So we go back through the crowd. Playboy Cardi brings out The Weeknd. Also, like, they do the song Timeless. It was nuts. I'm not joking. Like, I'm on shrooms. I'm levitating.
Tedros.
But we're going through, like, the barricades, blah, blah, blah. And mind you, in the beginning, I was like, I feel like this is sacrilegious. I feel like I'm going to get sacrificed. Mm-hmm. We're going through the barricades. And all of a sudden, I look down. And there's this man who's, like, stiff as a board. Like, literally getting, like, carried out on a stretcher. I'm like, oh no, Jesus. So now my shrooms, I'm like, oh, I'm dying. Like, I'm absolutely dying.
Rolling Loud is crazy, though. Like, I would go in my little Xan days, and it checks out.
They had to pause the show, like, three different times to be like, everyone, take a fucking step back. Because people get pressed up against the barricades, like, actually packed in, like, fucking sardines. Mm-hmm. And people can't move. People can't fucking breathe. It's so terrifying. So
it is.
They had to pause the show three separate times, but.
I just love things for girls and gay people. Like, people just feel lighter. It just feels, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, it's the Rick Owens boys.
Yeah.
The Rick Owens boys who have, like, the dying rose emoji in their bio, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then Bunny, like, brought us backstage to her trailer, and we were all just in there, like, and she was like, yeah, there's going to be, like, a little after party here. Like, you guys should stick around. And I'm like, wait, is Playboy Cardi going to come?
Did he?
I didn't stay.
Aww. So. What's worse, Rick Owens' bat emoji bio son or frat son?
Frat son.
I just saw one of my friends taking all of her sons to Rolling Loud, and her like 8-year-old was wearing a big ass hoodie that said like whole lot of cough syrup, and I was like, oh my god, if this is my kid.
Frat son is just scary because it's like, are they gonna roofie someone?
You know, it's just that's like I have nothing to say to you, Brad from Kappa Sigma Chi or whatever the fuck,
right?
Yeah,
and that's true. And that's like the first half of my body count, honestly.
They're just like
I only know because Tana just made me go through it.
We should pie chart our body counts. I don't want to.
What do you mean pie chart? What kind of pie chart would you make?
Like just like a pie chart.
Pie
like
chart. I was thinking Venn diagram. I go,
That could also, there's some crossover for sure. Brooke, I want to ask you about something.
Okay.
So the other day, going through my TikTok and one of BB's TikToks comes on my For You page. And obviously I'm watching it. It's the two of you being as cute as ever. I just love the BB and Brooke edits, by the way. Just you guys are my favorite. And so I'm watching and then you guys are going to Catch. And now I'm like, I'm locked in for the lore. BB and Brooke at Catch. Like, this is, you know what I mean? This is
our
this
former workplace.
Yeah, it's like me in Vegas. I don't know how to explain it. It's just you guys are in one of your elements. And then you start telling this story about how Kylie Jenner was at Catch. And then I walked into Catch. And then you seat me by Kylie Jenner. And I go and I sit and I talk to her. And I'm watching this TikTok. And at first I'm like, I literally don't remember this at all. And then all of a sudden I do remember the one flash. Like, you were sitting at the birdcage table and you were talking about how that's where Kylie was sitting. Mm-hmm. And I like remember it slightly. What happened?
I'm so confused because like I'm pretty sure even the viewers right now will be like, Tana, you've literally told that story before. Like this mm-hmm. is something we talk about. If I feel like all the time, maybe because Ari, that was my first time ever meeting Ari. It was like you in a group. And I remember I sat, or Kylie sat at 301 and I sat you guys at 320, which is like actually just literally like as far as the camera. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I did it on purpose. And I texted beforehand. I was like, hey, seating you guys at the table next to Kylie, hee hee hee, which poor Kylie's probably never going to go back there, but I don't work there anymore. You sat there. She called you over. I think you just like said hi or something.
I remember sitting with her, but I guess what it is that now, especially that I'm sober, I look back at my Rolodex of interactions with Kylie and they make me want to die because I want to say that Tina has met Kylie 4 times and Tana has met Kylie 1 time.
No.
And it's like, she always has been so nice to like talk to me, but it's like, what did I say?
Is it like charity work kind of talking? Like, that's nice, sweetie.
100%. Duh, obviously. But it's like, there's this one time where I have like 4 flashes of it, but we're both at a Sophia Richie event. And then they put everyone who was like invited to the event at like 2 tables at a club. I don't remember which club. I think it was like Bootsy Bellows. Mm-hmm. And Tyler Lambert had styled me and I'm wearing this big blue blazer with shoulder pads. Like I look like Doug Dimmadome and biker shorts and then like a big silver cowboy belt around the blazer.
I remember, I see this image in my head right now, by the way.
Yes. And then like I was talking to her for like 30 minutes and I have no idea I said. Like the first time we ever met too, we were both walking into Coachella like artists and I go over and I take a photo and I remember Brad Sousa had asked Travis Scott for a selfie and he said no. And then Kylie said yes to me. So I was like gagged. And then we walked in talking, but I was shit faced like by the time arriving even to Coachella. And I like just don't remember it at all. And I don't know, it just makes me want to die. Like, what has Tina said to Kylie Jenner?
But we just saw her at Stoss's birthday, and she was so, like, she was, like, so sweet and, like, wanted to talk to you, I feel like, a lot.
I think that's the only interaction I claim, because I remember it all. My favorite part of that interaction that I just love, I was telling Amari about it the other day, because I was talking about how I don't remember all of these, like, 35-minute conversations I've had with Kylie Jenner, which is enough to make a grown woman kill herself.
Uh-huh.
And I was saying that we were talking with Carter B and Victoria, and I said, like, yada yada gives me so much anxiety. And Kylie goes, what's that?
I'm like, I'll never forget it.
Like, I said, like, blank gives me so much anxiety. And Kylie dead ass goes, what is that? And then I had to explain anxiety to her. And then
she's just like, never experienced it. She's like, oh, okay.
No, I swear to God, I explained anxiety to her, and she just goes, oh. Like, as if she'd learned a new term.
I just feel like, how could she ever regret an interaction? It's like, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
I guess that's so
true. She could
true.
Pull down her pants and shit on the floor in the middle of a club and it would be like, woohoo! Crowd's going wild.
So true. It's so true.
Dude, did I ever tell you about my Catch story with Kylie?
No, tell now.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I'm like all these tangents.
Mm-hmm. No, I love a tangent.
Okay, so this was like when I first moved to LA and my roommate was talking to a basketball player for the Suns at the time.
Is it one I just apologized to?
Oh, Ben Simmons? No. Okay, so, and at the time, Kendall Jenner is dating Devin Booker. So the guy that she's talking to invites us to go to like a basketball game here, wherever the fuck they play, whatever center. And we go, we're watching the game. We're driving home back to our apartment and he calls her and he's like, hey, come to Catch right now. And she's like, honestly, we're almost home. Like, we're tired, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, just like come. Like, it's chill. We have like a room rented out, blah, blah, blah. It's cool. And she's like, I don't know. Like, we'll have to think about it. We fully get back to the apartment. We're like debating for 20 minutes if we even go. And we're like looking online. And we're like, Catch closes in 20 minutes. Like, we're not even gonna be able to order food. Like, what the fuck is this guy saying?
Sounds so good right now.
Sounds insane. The hell roll. What is it?
So, hellfire. Mm. Yeah. What I caused for Kylie that day.
That was really funny.
So then he's like calling her again. He's like, just come. Just fucking come. I'll order you a car. Get your ass here. And she's like, fine, fine. So we submit. Please. And we get to catch. We pull up. There's no one in there. We walk into the restaurant. It's empty. It's closed. So now we're like catch after hours.
Ooh.
And we get escorted up to the top floor or wherever the fuck. There's like a private room.
Mm-hmm.
We walk in. And I'm not joking. We get into this room. There's a table full of Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott, Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, Kim Kardashian. And then, like, I think, like, Khloe might have been there or, like, I don't know, some other Kardashian. Oh, Kendall was there, obviously, because Devin Booker. So it was the whole Suns basketball team and the Kardashians.
Bieber. We got to talk about Hailey, too.
Oh, yeah. We got to get into that. Mm. But I'm not joking. And mind you, like, I'm fresh as fuck to L.A. I was shitting my drawers. Shitting my fucking
How
drawers.
Do you even, like, just sit there? Nope. Like, no, and Tina would have been fucking doing a toast. Tina would have been singing, like, Pia Mia.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that Catch used to be so crazy, though. Like, you worked there in the perfect time where it was just, like, the most insane celebrity hotspot. Like,
It was so exciting. I think that's why I love that job so much, is because, like, I was new to L.A. and, like, the excitement of going in and, like you get, a report at the beginning of every shift, like, of all the important people who are coming. So you'd go in and it'd be like, okay, Justin, Kylie, Hailey, like, all these people are coming tonight. And you'd, like, the whole night be like, when's he coming?
So exciting.
So crazy. So we walk in and, like, there's a whole long table, like, a big table just full of the Kardashians and Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber, like, whatever. And then I'm sat at a table, like, adjacent to it, but it's, like, a smaller table. So it's me, my roommate, and then the guy that she's talking to from the team and, like, a few other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there minding our business. And by minding our business, I mean, like, shaking in my fucking boots.
Eavesdropping galore. I would become Horton Hears a Who to see what Bieber was talking about.
Bitch, I'm not kidding. I had, like, a Dixie cup with a string. But I'm shaking. I'm, like, spilling my drink. I'm, like...
Mm-hmm.
And
no, because that feels like a biblical painting almost.
It is
like it's one thing
supper.
When it's like, yeah, when it that's
we
the
are
one.
So we are so lost. We're like biblical painting, and it's just like Justin and Kim Kardashian at a table. Like we have to grow up.
It's it not being one of them. It's like it being Kim and fucking Kylie and Kendall and Justin just like, and Haley. And
it
like,
felt like some Greek mythology shit.
Yeah, like the Met Gala or something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting at this table, and then all of a sudden, Devin Booker comes up and Kendall comes up and they sit and Devin sits and she sits on his lap and she is sitting right next to me. I couldn't even look up. I couldn't even make eye contact. She is you.
I would just apologize off rip.
No, Tina, I'm not joking. I'm just like straight. I'm just looking straight ahead. I can't even like look over. I'm like, mm-mm. And she's like, guys, like, let's take a shot. I'm like, oh my God. So they pour us a round of shots. We all take a shot. I took a shot with Kendall Jenner. It's fine. I was on cloud fucking 20. Cloud 20. And then they're like, okay, after this dinner, we're all going to go to Bootsy Bellows. I'm like, fuck, yes, get in the car.
LA used to be so fun.
It was, dude, it was so fucking fun. And like, I wouldn't believe me either. This all sounds fucking fabricated.
Now
whatever.
It's like, in the
right.
Bleep both of those names.
So we all roll out. We have like 10 black cars just lined up. We all file out of like the back entrance. We get in these cars and we drive to Bootsy. And we're staked out there for like 15 minutes like while we wait and someone like goes in to assess the tables and the vibe and whatever. So we're in this car and I'm like shaking. I'm like rocking back and forth. I'm like, oh my God.
Did Justin go?
Justin went. So now we all shuffle into Bootsy. It's Kendall, me, my roommate, the Suns basketball team, Justin Bieber, and Hailey fucking Bieber.
What does he do in the club?
So this is a great segue into the Selena Hailey combo, because I'm not joking. Kendall was up. She was like dancing. She was being fun. Of course, didn't talk to her, didn't utter a word because I was so intimidated. But I look over and Justin and Hailey are sitting next to each other, like in a booth by themselves, not speaking a word. When I tell you they're like this.
Every time I have ever seen them in person, like they do, I mean, obviously they talk.
I'm like, do they?
I feel like I see them talk.
And I don't know these people. So it's like, I just really need to like be heavy on that. I just want to say, obviously when we're talking about the Hailey, Selena, Justin of it all, we're talking about this documentary, right?
Yeah, it's the YouTube video. I think it was like, it's an old YouTube video, but now it's been made into a 7-part TikTok series.
Mm-hmm. 7D part.
Oh, yeah.
70?
I mean, it's I've been seeing so many parts. Maybe
there's
this is
seven
like
parts.
Yeah, there's so much fucking discourse around
it. It's crazy
that.
Because somebody who hates Hailey Bieber woke up and opened up Final Cut Pro and took the time. I would sue them so hard, so Amber Heard style. I would be at the Hailey Bieber, the outfits, the blazer, Doug Dimmadome style. I would be in court. I would be fucking furious.
But dude, the shit I'm seeing, I'm not joking. This could be like the script for a horror movie. It's giving like Misery with Kathy Bates.
Okay,
I'm not kidding. Like someone call her.
There is a possibility that I'm not seeing the same things that you guys are, because this story or like the whole concept like recirculates like often. And I have no doubt in my mind that Hailey was a fan and like she would show up where Justin is. But like to me, that's not like the craziest thing in the world, because like that's what fans do.
That's not the craziest thing in the world. The craziest thing in the world is her copying Selena and wanting to like wear her skin.
Okay, so I agree with that. But then also like another problem that I have is like all the time when people will say that, they'll show me like Hailey wore pink, or like Selena wore pink, Hailey wore pink.
I agree with that. I will say that the tattoos
I think is weird.
Made me feel something that I haven't felt towards all of this, like especially the initial behind the ear and like the,
and
I mean the J on the ring finger, it's like you're marrying the man, duh. The initial behind the ear, the cooking show.
Yep. I was going to say the cooking show
is
like
bar for bar.
Yep. The interviews that she does, like
the interviews to me, I feel like you could do that with any two people.
Maybe, but it is very like there are a lot of parallels.
The cooking show and the tattoos gave me more so Gone Girl vibes than anything else. Like where I was like, damn.
But the cooking show, they just show the clip where they're like, yes, this is my real kitchen.
No, my grandma.
The grandma's in there cooking with them. She's putting the pan into the oven. She goes, okie dokie.
Here's the thing as well. When you have ops that are also famous, okay? No matter what people want to say, in my opinion, you are aware of what your famous ops are doing if they're in their big things coming eras, right? Like if tomorrow Alyssa Violet did something, she's my main op.
That's the off the top op.
That's my off the top op. Red fish, blue fish, one fish, two fish. My off the top op is Alyssa Violet. And it's like if tomorrow she did some big shit, if she was back in her Me and Rice in a House with like 8 floors pulling up that top era, I would know about it and I would refrain from identically doing it.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, it's not deniable for Hailey to be like, I didn't know Selena had these tattoos, or I didn't know she.
I'm not a denier by any means, but I think like more than half of it is a stretch, but then the other half is like, oh shit.
And it's also, like, even if she's not aware of it, if tomorrow, like for example as well, like her cooking show, it's not like she set up a G7X on a tripod in the kitchen. There's 97 people producing it. Even her In My Bathroom show, it's not her bathroom, it's a set. There's 90 people working on it, yada yada. If tomorrow I was like, Devin, I'm trying to think of something that my ops do. But you know what I mean?
Your ops do.
Like if I
want to go on TikTok live and get galaxies.
And start beef with Bad Baby.
Yeah, if tomorrow I wanted to have a bust down wig and get ready for nothing in my room every day as content, someone might, you know, alert me that someone that I have beef with is also doing that. I don't know how to explain that. It's just like,
dude, and also just
maybe I'm wrong. And I love Hailey Bieber, dude.
That, I know that's the issue that I have here too. Is like, oh fuck, I love
her.
I saw a comment too that was like, if a man was doing this to a woman, if the roles were reversed, everyone would be like, this man is a fucking creep. Because also, there's literal proof of her DMing like a fan account, like a Justin Bieber fan account.
It's the only Dana like, in LA. We actually know the girl well.
Which is crazy. Which is crazy. But DMing this girl being like, where is he staying? What hotel is he at? Getting a room at the hotel or like going to dinner in the hotel, plotting and waiting for this man to like just interact.
I agree that it's weird, but I don't doubt that you would do it for Timothy Chalamet. And I would do it for Adam Sandler.
No. Okay,
I think that I wouldn't do that for someone because everyone would be like, put Tana Mojo behind bars.
Yes.
But I think that if I was in the position to do what Hailey did, like if I knew Justin maybe thought I was cute or I had hooked up with him before. Like, did she just final boss it?
That's my takeaway. And like, I'm not denying it. I think it's like for sure accurate. And I think it's like a crazy story. But I also like, is it just like the biggest success story we've ever seen?
But also I saw someone like in the TikTok comments being like, also you have to think about and consider like this is just what we know and what we've seen. So it's like, how much was she doing behind the scenes, like stalking this man, trying to be like Selena, DMing fan accounts?
It's wild, but I guess my takeaway is that she final bossed. It's not like it didn't work. It would be one thing if it didn't work.
I think
she got the man, but at what cost?
And I will say that like so much of the things that she gets hate for are like not her. Like, for example, how he was with Selena, like very close prior to when they, like his final breakup with Selena, yeah, date wise, then being very close to when her and him got engaged or married or whatever. Like,
and yeah,
what's she gonna do? Say no?
I know. Truthfully, like, we'll never know the intricacies of both of their relationships and the overlaps and the timelines. So maybe like that has nothing to do with anything. And we don't know the truth. This is all just like whatever the fuck we see and intake online. But
Hailey Bieber is also like
a little weird.
Hailey Bieber is so much better than so many people in the regard that if this was happening about me, I would have a crash out that would be in history books.
No, like I would need witness protection program.
No, I would come online and just start airing everybody.
But that's the thing. It's like, can she air anyone out, or is she afraid of being aired out?
Think about the shit she probably knows. About
I'm
Selena.
Gathering that you're a Hailey Bieber hater. That's what I'm gathering from this.
Not a hater, but like I like Selena more.
And the word I don't think there should, because I don't think we have them choose. Both. But I think that it's like, imagine the tea Hailey Bieber has on Selena. Like I was like, if I were in her position, I would be like, if I'm going down.
I think do you ever like but something will happen to you, or even like on the smallest scale, when like there's a narrative about you and like it, the people could not be more wrong, but it's like, yes, it appears one way and it is not that way.
Right. So if she's smart, she's gonna go on Patreon, release like a 10-part series, put it behind a paywall.
Or just like, I don't know, I would have to get in on it somehow. Like I don't know what it is. Like BA for Halloween from PLL. Make the next road lip color stalker sexy suave mauve.
Did you also see her though? Like when Selena had her album release party at a restaurant in LA. Like Hailey
she goes to the restaurant.
It's just kind of, I don't know. It's just weird girl behavior.
We will never ever know, because I'm even just thinking about like threads about us, for example.
That's
right?
That's what I was just saying.
When it's look at our threads, if we were to go read all of the things about us, I would say that 35% of the things are true.
Yeah.
Right? And so I'm sure that with this Hailey, Justin, Selena situation on like a way bigger scale, that only like maybe 50% of this all is true. Like maybe she really was just at that restaurant. I mean, we're just talking about the fact that even in LA, there was a time where it was only 5 restaurants, right? That every celebrity went to, whether it was Craig's or Catch or whatever. Like a lot of these could, the DMs to the fan account do solidify.
That's the only thing that I'm where I'm like, ah, oh, shit, I can't keep doing.
And the tattoos in the cooking show, to me, I'm just like, damn, we don't. Where was the oversight? Where was the production? Where?
It gets me when there's things that are like that's a totally normal thing to say. Like, we're comparing okie dokies.
Yeah, like, no. I'm saying tattoos and I'm saying Nana in the kitchen.
But, like, they both have a grandma who cooks. Like, we all have grandmas who cook.
I'm like, I don't.
But mine doesn't either, but you know what I mean? Like, though, it's not like she said her grandma fucking, like, break dances. She said my grandma cooks.
So obviously we have some divide.
But you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even saying like one side or the other. I just feel like there is like a level to it where it's like everyone's reaching like a little bit too far. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that like she was a fan first. And like, to me, it's like, okay, maybe that's creepy. But I personally am like, damn, like she nailed it.
Just
that's final
out.
Boss. That's fan final boss. You finished the task.
Yeah, she did.
She hit submit and post on the Wattpad. You know,
she locked in her answer, and we all have to suffer.
You know, they've got Jack Blues. He's going to the road pop up with her. Selena's with Benny Blanco. People are up in arms, now, arguably about nothing.
I know, but now Justin's going through it.
Yeah. I can't even pretend that's real, and I know it may be real. I just love him so much, so parasocially. I don't help at all. I just whatever. I love him more than anything,
and genuinely like. Hailey and Selena aside, I really hope he's okay, and I hope he's safe, and I hope he's doing well. Like, genuinely.
And his just like whole life story, like he was robbed of so fucking much while all he was trying to do, it still
to this day, was give his gift to the world, and so overanalyzed. And I can't imagine trying to deal with any of that and even be a normal person. And I'm sure, and it's just like, it does suck for Haley as well. Like, I understand, yes, like, she might have done some crazy shit, but she obviously loves this man, like, so much. And again, we just don't know. We don't know that, like, and we even hear things through the grapevine about all of these people in LA, or people who, like, I know so many people who are one person away from all of these people, and I've heard so much tea that I could try to also put together and figure it out. But at the end of the day, like, we don't know these people. And the even reality, if we did, we're not them. Like, it's, you know, it's...
The reality of the situation is, like, we'll never fucking know unless and I just, we're, like in it.
I can't believe it just keeps fucking resurfacing. Like, is it going to resurface 100 times before we die?
Well, this exact same thing happened, like, I want to say exactly a year ago, it feels like. And it, when it, like, all of a sudden she just, like, something happened, or, like, something with Road where it was like, oh, my God, she's, like, the most desirable, amazing person ever. And I was like, wow, that was quick. Like, I love that.
I can't even express it enough. I always in these situations try to think, like, what I would do if I were in the position of the accused, and like when I would have the crash out of a fucking millennia.
No, this one's hard. I think this one, like, is close to home to me, because, like, I just am permanently embarrassed, like, just by everything always, and this feels like the most embarrassing thing to be get exposed for, like, ever.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, that's why I'm like such a defender. Like, I'm literally getting red thinking about it. Like, like, yeah, no, there's honestly, her digital footprint is so crazy.
No, and I would have to go online and make, like, a 50-part series being like, this is why I'm innocent and I'm not crazy and weird.
If I was Hailey Bieber, I would actually wait till Justin was, like, in the kitchen, and I would just go live, and then I would just be live for 10 and a half hours. Like, just, I'm not even kidding. Because it's like, what do you do or say? And it's so, I've always said this, but I find it so wild that the celebrity culture and media and PR, that the answer is to just never address. And maybe that is why celebrities remain celebrity, and there is an awesome rule to the 1% and to being above it all and to never addressing, just as someone who can't and won't and never has. Even lately in life, I've been trying to pick and choose the things I address, because I'm trying to enter this new era where I pick and choose the things that I address and give energy to, because, like, I know my truth. And sometimes I can look back in the past and there's a lot of things that I crashed out over or addressed online. And looking back, it was like I sank to that low energy. Mm-hmm. I didn't need to do all that. I know who I am, and I'm secure in that. I know my truth. Like, I think there is a power to being like, I told my truth, and my truth is my truth, and my truth is my truth, and my truth is my truth.
Yeah. And also, I guess if she did go online and made a whole fucking 50-part series, there's, like, all the discourse around it. It is just, like, attracting more attention and views and energy towards it. So maybe she just wants to, like, let the dust settle completely and just ignore it until...
It's like the Brad, Angelina, Jennifer timeline. Like, there's... It is the one of our decade, and obviously everyone who's invested in this would do anything for Benny, Selena, Haley, and Justin to sit around Jada Pinkett's fucking table and just talk it out, and, you know, but, like, why? It's their own lives.
I just wish I knew. I wish I knew. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just inferring.
It is hard, and I, like, fight demons, because who I am innately is to just... be honest and fucking say what's on my mind and speak about everything and whatever. Like, I hate seeing comments about, like, talk about this and knowing that I'm not, because it's not who I am. But I think it's a part of growth.
Yeah.
And just I agree. Deciding what to give your energy to, especially when, like, something is just so not worth it.
And I feel like the more you do address things and try to resolve every issue, even if it is something as small as you talk with your hands too much, then it's like you're just going to be so hyper focused on people commenting on everything that you fucking do and say and the way you act. And it's like the more you do that, you're going to send yourself into a fucking spiral, and you're going to become just new so can obsessed of
worms.
With that.
Each new thing opens a new can of worms. And sometimes it's like,
you're going to address the way that you fucking blink and chew and talk and walk. It's like you can't. You just
my
can't.
My feet are big, dude.
And I have a blinking
TikTok
problem,
humor, dude.
Harry Jowsey's dating Lucy Hale.
What
a blunt rotation.
I saw that it's like it was an official announcement, like a press release.
I believe that.
Well, I believe it because I saw her in the elevator.
I need That's to know crazy. Like how the fuck the two of them met, what they even talk about, how this even happened.
Yeah, that's like the really underlying question is like, how did they come to be? Not that they'd be a bad couple, but I mean, I don't know her, but
I guess it starts a conversation of, you know, can men change and whatever. And I don't want to sound at all like
like, I understand how many people are angry about the things that Harry Jowsey has done and, like, with women and, like, whatever. Like, I'm not, like, negating how people feel or anything. Just as someone who has, like, spent a decent amount of time with him, it's not like he walks into a house, guns ablaze, and he's like, I'm gonna play women. And, like, he doesn't present as a bad person. Like, he's very sweet and very funny and, like, fun. And, like, I guess all the people just being, how could this happen? Like,
I don't know. He's 7 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And just, and like, has an Australian accent, charisma.
All the people being like, I can't believe people are still dating him, are the same people. Like, have you never been played by, like, a guy who was seemingly amazing?
Yeah. I have.
It's like, not even amazing, too. Like, that's the worst part.
But, like, Harry Jowsey really, like,
garbage.
He's funny. He's smart. Like, I don't, mm-hmm. again, I'm not trying to go, like, full apologist, but I'm just saying I could totally see how he could, like, win over Lucy Hale, but I wonder how this is going to go.
Maybe it's going to be, like, really shock us. Maybe she's really going to change him.
Again, he's very funny. That makes me feel like she has, like, a crazy sense of humor now, which is, like, cool to know about Lucy Hale.
Mm-hmm. She's always been my favorite.
I love her. It's just so wild. It's like, I don't even know how to explain
it. Just feels like an unlikely duo. I don't think it's like a bad couple or anything. It just feels like wait, where'd you go? Like, yeah. How do you guys know each other?
Mm-hmm.
Just shocking.
It's like she dated a rock. She dated somebody else. Wait, I think she dated Matt Rife.
What?
Lucy Hale dated Matt Rife?
Yeah, I think she dated Matt Rife.
Oh, this needs to be a way bigger part of the conversation.
No, actually, yeah. I think she dated. Wait, let me fact check. Fuck? Let me fact check this.
Didn't Matt Rife also date Kate Beckinsale?
Yes. Right. Oh my God. Wait, good for her. She's
like, I dated a guy.
What am I talking about?
Yeah, that's wild. That's just, it's so wild, the crossover of LA. Like, we both dated a guy who dated Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That was humbling to go from Kate Beckinsale to me. Bad on him.
I don't even know who Kate Beckinsale is.
Really?
You would know her if you saw her.
I also confuse her with the Spice Girl. What's the one? Victoria Beckham. Beckinsale. Beckham.
Oh. Yeah, that's crazy. Wait, Lucy Hale. I guess like Matt Rife and Harry Jowsey are like
cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
I think Matt Rife's way worse.
But like, wouldn't
though. Like, you, because we know, like, you,
I guess that's true. I have a very different perception of Harry Jowsey.
Yeah, but Matt Rife has the same, like, you meet him, like, he's charismatic, like, your mom would love him vibes, but yeah. Probably because he wants to fuck your mom.
Ooh.
I don't know. I fall victim to like everybody in the conversation. So.
Yeah, because that's funny. Me a guy who can like make me laugh and use one good SAT word, I'm folding every time.
Yeah, I guess that's so true. Landon Barker's going on tour with The Fray.
I just him the other night at Tenants.
Is he really?
Everywhere.
He's everywhere.
He's everything everywhere all at once.
Do you think he like brought a resurgence to that song?
Yes.
100%. I think that a lot of the comments I see on that song and videos of that song are like this youngest, newest generation being like put onto the song because of it, which is so crazy. I'm like the phrase biggest fan. I like can't imagine a world where like.
Do you think he's going to be on stage going like this?
It's so funny because Kyla and I got tickets to the tour before they announced Landon Barker, and now I'm gonna be like sitting there like like what actually, like, do they build a bathroom set and then he comes out? Like, I know he like kind of makes music, Landon, but it's like,
I know. Yeah, remember when he did Coachella?
What?
Landon Barker did Coachella?
What? Like performed at Coachella? What
with Machine Gun Kelly?
Lauren, L-O-R-E-N, Lauren's special guest at Coachella.
Lauren Gray.
I kind of like that he's carrying it home for the family right now, though. Like, I will say, like, Landon Barker and The Fray on tour. And The Fray is smart for that.
Yeah, what's more wholesome than The Fray?
Yeah.
He's like, leave me out of this.
It was taking everything in me to not, like, go up to him and ask, like, where's Alabama? What's she doing? Like,
100%.
Well, she's at her vanity. What do you mean, where's Alabama?
And I want to be so real.
Like, is she okay, though? Like, is she breathing? Does she have a pulse?
Everything I've known about Landon... Like, it's not like I've ever been really personally close with Landon, but I have been close with a lot of people who are personally close with Landon, so we'd be in the same proximity a lot. And I genuinely feel like him and Alabama, like, operate in their own completely different worlds.
I feel like he's really protective of her, though.
That's true. That's true. It's funny. I was with someone the other day that was, like, going to go to Landon's, and he was like, you know, Tana can't come because, you know. And I was like, you're real for that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like him and I ever had personal beef, but, like, keep it all in the family.
No, he came up to us at Stassi's birthday, and he was like, seriously?
Wait, did
I
call
don't
you
remember
out?
My own life. What do you mean?
You said something to him too, and you're like, I didn't mean to be.
Oh no! And then we had a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Oh my! I always.
But he was like, seriously, Tana, and you were like, sorry.
No, exactly. And it's always the thing that I do too, where I think someone's gonna go way harder than they do. Like, he came up on some seriously, Tana, and I was like, I stand on it. I don't know. I stand on it. And then he was like, it's fine. And I was like, Like, I always will, like, come in so hot to someone
because
I think they're,
super
like,
nice, but...
Who did I just do that to where I, like, thought, oh, Nick Vile.
Ooh,
no, yeah. No, that's not what happened.
JoJo?
I'm just making shit up.
So many people. I'm like, JoJo, Alabama.
No, it's fine. You guys, we're about to head on over to the Patreon. We have some things to react to that are viral in the media and a few tangents and stories that are a little wild. But I just want to say thank you to everybody. Like, the fact that we are about to leave on tour again, like, just as Canceled gets older and older, it feels like this community that has really stuck with us. And I just, like, cannot thank the people enough for really sticking with us. And even in my life, just being able to tour in Australia or London or whatever, like 10 fucking years later, and bring my best friends and fucking kill it. And I'm just like, I couldn't be more grateful and I couldn't be more excited. And it feels nice to be on the gray couch where it all began. And I love you guys and I love you guys.
I love you guys. Thank you for having me back on. It's been a fucking minute. Ooh, it feels right, though.
We love you guys.
We love you.
Come to the Patreon, where I'm going to say the word every 4 seconds so that it hopefully doesn't. Oh, I'm actually going to do that. Wow. Bye.